Sunday morning, woken at 6 o'clock by Joe saying that he wanted to go on a skate park and ride his bike around. So that's where we are today, having a wander around. Had an interesting weekend, just about to publish my 7th book. Not that I've written it, written by a guy called Leo Belay, and called The Slave Ship Lewsden, a story of shipwreck, mystery and murder. Leo is a very, very articulate and intelligent Dutch guy who is a fascination and has researched for most of his life slavery and the slave ship trade from Holland to the likes of Suriname and Americas from and the route that these people used to take. And this ship called the Lewsden, which made about 10 voyages, eventually sank, and unfortunately the 600 or so captives on board were killed, and they were killed because they were nailed into their slave quarters by the crew, who wouldn't let them out. So time's gone by, pretty hideous, but a fascinating and interesting book, which has only historically been printed in Dutch, and we've recently had translated, very much in conjunction with a good friend of mine, Steve Moore, who's out in Spain at the moment. So that was my day yesterday, working on getting that formatted and ready to go with Kindle. And we'll release it probably in the next week or so with images and websites to boot. So it's been quite an interesting weekend. Just added to with a beautiful spring morning. Young fella, 8 years old, having a real good fun running around on his bike and having a nice time too. So that's been really cool. So if we take that as the positive end of this weekend, the negative end has definitely been the old football team of Norwich City this weekend, who played Southampton and had yet again an appalling game. Absolutely dreadful. And you have this question in your mind about this when things are going really badly and have consistently been going really badly. And it's one of those ones where everybody outside who is a fan seems to know it's going badly, but it seems to be being ignored by the senior management. On the other hand of that, you get all the, I suppose, not quite so passionate, maybe a little bit more objective, press and punditry people who just say that this guy's still a good manager. Well, statistically speaking, I suspect they're wrong. And I just hope something happens, really, because it's been pretty hideous. Anyway, there we go. That's about it. Some good bits, some bad bits on a Sunday morning in a beautiful spring day.